Extract 13. Sex films.
Spectator sports are dying out, I think. People are getting choosy. It's more to do, of course. Yeah. More choice. Things have got to be good.
Is that it, do you think? Or is it the money that's charged?
I think it's the money they're charging is one thing, but I think also people are choosy about what they go to see. And
I suppose
cinema, for a long time, has been in trouble. I mean, that's why you've got all these sex films. It's just a kind of a desperate
attempt. It's a sure sign of failure, isn't it, once they resort to that?
Once you resort to sex?
Well, it's something resort to beer. No, but you know what I mean? To me, it's always been a confession of failure. Yeah. You know, it's cheap, isn't it? It's a cheap way of...
It's trying to get the crowds in.
Yeah. To me, it's a confession of a lack of a story, isn't it? A lack of, you know, any depth, really. I've always thought this with these things.
Mm.
I mean, I don't mean in a prudish sort of way, but I mean, when you get a bill which is sex week in, week out, the double bill of X, what, double X or whatever they call it nowadays, or is that beer? I don't know. Yeah. Double X is not export or something. But you know, you get it, they get them in spasms. Then now and again, you get The Sound of Music and everybody flocks, or even the James Bond films, you know, good quality films. Then again, you get half into theatre and you look at the double billing of this rubbish. Mm. Seems to me there's a confession of. On the way out there, so I always think.